Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Father, this morning I want to say thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for what you have in store for us. We pray that you speak to our hearts and you affect our lives. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Are you glad to be in church this morning? All right. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, are you there? And we want to read from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. We are looking at faith. 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 Bible says that faith, now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good reports. It goes on to say in verse 3 that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 is, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, for by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprung there even of one, and him as good as dead, So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is unheavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Verse 22 says, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. You see, because of faith, one group of people passed through the sea and another group of people could not pass through, just because of faith. I want to say it again. He said, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying, trying to do, were drowned. By faith, in verse 30, the walls of Jericho fell down. It is by faith that the walls of Jericho fell down. Are you with me? We are looking at faith this morning. Are you with me? Hallelujah. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. You see, so when faith is involved in something, these guys went around the walls of Jericho 7 times. Now, God told them that you march around the walls and the walls will come down. You think about it. How can you tell me that these walls that are so fortified, that I don't have to take a hammer or whatever you call it, sledgehammer or a pickaxe or whatever, or an axe, and hit the walls? You are saying I should go around it and the walls will fall. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be joking. How can these walls come down without using any instrument to hit it? But the Bible says, by faith, the walls of Jericho, they fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again,
And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. You have pants, you have a nice dress on, and you are still disturbed and disoriented. Some people walked around with sheepskin, and they were still not affected. Goatskin and sheepskin. You have a nice wig on. You have a nice face powder on. You have nice shoes. And then you are worried. When some people, being destitute, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. You have an apartment. You have a bed to sleep on. Some people wandered in caves. I mean, I'm blessed by just by the reading of the scriptures. I'm blessed. I don't even have to preach again. What faith is able to do? Why don't you want to have faith? Why don't you want to have faith? It says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. We're looking at faith. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Last week we started and we said that faith is. If faith is not, then it's not faith. Faith is the now. The difference between faith and hope is that hope is in the future, but faith is now. You can look at faith as setting a goal. If you have a goal, it's hope. I want to be rich someday. It's my goal to be rich. It's hope. And hope is a good thing to have. But you see, you can have hope and hope and hope and hope and hope and hope and really not have really what you hope for. Faith is now. And faith is that which gives you substance. Without faith, there is no substance in your hope. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The next explanation is the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Now, every single word in this verse must be analyzed so that we can understand what faith is. Because the Bible says that by through faith, some people quenched fire. They stopped the mouth of lions by faith. Now, if you see a lion, if you see a lion right now, your reaction would depend on whether you have substance of hope. And for those who are afraid of cockroaches, I don't know what will become of you when you see a lion. But you see, you may easily take it for granted that, oh, but if I'm afraid of a frog or a mouse, you know, or you call it a rat. I mean, the thing is a little funny. Well, those little things make a mighty ocean. So it's those little things that finally, and at the end of the day, derails your faith. Because once you are used to jumping, you're jumping, you're nervous, you're shivering. Yeah. Then when a lion comes, automatically you will run. You run. You can even, I mean, mess yourself. Yeah. One day I saw, there was a clip on Facebook that I saw. There was this guy, I think he was young, a young guy who in India went to the zoo. And I don't know where he was. The lions were down in the cave somewhere, right? But in the cave was a very big place with, you know, trees and all of that. But you stand up and you look at the lions down there. I don't know what this guy was doing. He fell into, let's say, a den. Let's say it's a den of lions. He fell in there. And the lion came. And he was like this on the wall like that. Right in the corner there. The guy was like this. And the lion came and he did, pa! Hit it, pa! And the guy was, ee! You could see the video. I mean, it's amazing. The lion, the people were shouting. People were shouting. They were shouting. He was playing. And he was kick. The guy was, ee! And then he used his mouth and he picked him by the neck like that. Then he took him into the bush. If the guy had faith, he would have shut the mouth of the lion. Even if when you do this, it means that there's fear. Faith has run away. It was scary. I mean, the video, whoever was recording, only recorded to the point where he took the guy into the forest. Only God knows what happened to the guy. Now, if you meet a lion, you hope that the lion will not eat you alive can only be made substantial by faith. Because indeed, you can shut the mouth of a lion if only you have faith. And that's why I took my time and excitingly read from verse 1 to the end of the chapter. Because you see clearly what people went through when they had substance. Not just hope. But they had substance of hope. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now this morning, it's also faith is also the evidence of things not seen. Every single word here is very important. Now, faith is evidence. So let's look at the definition of evidence, shall we? What does evidence mean? Or evidence means proof, isn't it? Proof is having something that gives you assurance that something exists. Did you get it? Now, for example, if you come into the church and you see my car parked, it's an evidence that I'm around. And sometimes you may see that I'm not around, but yeah, when you see the car, it's an evidence. So faith is seeing the car. Not seeing me, but seeing the car. So faith is evidence. Are you with me? I think it's simple enough. We shouldn't go into the dictionary even. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So, you're looking for pastor, you come into the church, and you see his car. The car is the evidence of the things that you are hoping for. You're hoping to have some time with a pastor, and you come to the church, that's your expectation. And when you come, you see his car. It's the evidence. Faith is like that. Faith is that which gives you evidence of the things that you have not seen. So let's apply it to something. What are you looking for? Money? A job? A visa? What? Food? Husband? Wife? Beloved? Children? What are you looking for? Remember that the Bible says that the just shall live by his faith. So, faith is that which gives you the evidence that I have a husband. The evidence of something you have not seen. You see, the problem with us and faith is that we think that when we have faith, it means that we have seen the thing. But you see, he says, is the evidence of, is it the evidence of something seen? When you see it, there's no need for evidence anymore. It is by faith that you see the real thing. And when you see it, then faith has finished its work.
So the evidence of that which you are hoping for, the evidence of the things that you are expecting, is what is faith.
Now, the boys who were thrown into the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you see, as they were being warned and they've been threatened and all of that to bow down before that God that Nebuchadnezzar had erected, the reason why they did not do it was that they had something that they leaned on, that irrespective of whatever happens, they will win at the end of the day. You see, it is the faith they had that made them persist and continue in the circumstance. It is faith that actually took them through the whole ordeal successfully. Are you with me? Because the faith gave them evidence of what they have not seen. What they have not seen was that God was going to deliver them. What they had not seen was that God will never forsake them. They had not seen that. Yet they have evidence in a form of faith that it was going to happen. It was the substance of the things they hoped. I don't think they wanted to die. They said, even if you don't, our God hasn't even saved us, we are fine. But they hoped that the God that they serve will be on your side and take care of them. They gave that hope substance, and that's faith. So faith gives you evidence. If you don't have faith, you don't have evidence of anything. Now, evidence of what? It's very important to understand that. The evidence of things not seen and not the evidence of things seen. Think about it. We are talking about evidence of things you have not seen. How can you have evidence of things you have not seen? Is another example I'll give you is, if you consider archaeology, these archaeologists, they go around and they dig the earth looking for proofs of mummies, Egyptian mummies and dinosaurs and all kinds of fantastic things, you know. And the evidence of a dinosaur is the bone they find. They don't see the dinosaur alive, but the evidence of the existence of a dinosaur is the bone they discover in the earth. Yeah. That alone just gives them, say, oh, no. Dinosaurs were alive. They will write a book and say, this book is about dinosaurs. They will talk to you about it. They will tell you what they know about dinosaurs, because they believe that from the bones, dinosaurs were around. So, you see, in effect, before we go on to talk a lot about faith, we have to lay this foundation that before you can really believe that you will prosper in life, before that prosperity will become reality, you must have this evidence of it in your heart. Evidence, no, you see, you don't have to see money to have faith that your faith has come to pass. No. I should say it this way. If you see money, faith doesn't work anymore. But if you want to experience prosperity, you have to have the evidence of faith. When you talk about something seen, you are talking about something physical. But this faith is saying something not physical. Is that what it is? That when we talk about faith, of course, the thing must be experienced. You can't say, I'm believing God, I believe God, I have an iPad, and you never have the iPad. I mean, faith will bring the iPad. But faith is not something that is physical. It's faith that will bring the thing into the physical realm. That's right. But faith is not a physical thing. I hear. We are just laying a foundation. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Or in other words, the evidence of unseen things. So, the things we are talking about exist in the realm of God. Remember, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. So, the reality of your relationship with God is what your spirit will give you a firm assurance of. And not something you can touch. If you can touch this, we are not dealing with faith anymore. Because the evidence is there. The evidence has been proven. So it's not faith. That's how come faith is that which we live by. Because the moment you see the thing, faith has finished. Then you are on to another faith. Faith is a continuous thing, you know. If you want to call it, faith is a temporary evidence of any transaction. Once you spend the money is gone. You have to spend another money again when you go to the shop. That's how faith is like. So your faith brings things for you to experience. Once you experience it, faith is gone. You have to build up another faith again. That's why the Bible says the just shall live. It's a continuous thing by faith. Faith is like money. You spend it, you have to get another money again to buy something again. It's an everyday something. If you are sick, and by faith you get healed. Tomorrow if you get sick, you can say about God, so you can have faith yesterday, it will work for you, but today, your faith can be found wanting. What you need to have is a certain evidence. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. The Bible says that while we look not at the things which are seen, that's what the Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So what you see is not faith. What you don't see is faith. But you must have evidence of it. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How can we look at things that are not seen? We can only look at it with faith. That's why the Bible said, by faith, when God called Abraham, Abraham and said, leave your family and go to a place that I will show you, without telling him that you are going to Guyana, he packed his bags and he left. Because he had something in his spirit that he's going somewhere. Definitely he's going somewhere. It's not like I'm just going to be stranded out there. He had something deep in his heart. That he definitely is going somewhere. That the sound or the voice he heard was not a man's voice, and that it was God's voice. And if God has said so, then it will come to pass. But are the things which are not seen? For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, so you have to go down the line as we are talking about the evidence of things not seen. You have to go down to see what is really the faith. And that's like when you go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. So this evidence of things not seen, how can I assess it? How can I get hold of it? It comes by hearing the word. He said, so then faith comes by hearing. And remember, he's narrowing it down to specify what kind of hearing it is. Because as for hearing, we hear a lot of things. And he says, and hearing by the word of God. So it's not everything you hear that generates faith. It is only specifically the word of God that you hear that brings faith. As I read Hebrews chapter 11, I felt very excited. Because the hearing of it alone gives you a certain strength in your spirit that I can also do it. If some people subdued nations because of faith, if I have faith, that I believe that the one who helped them to subdue nations is the same one who is on my side. And he also helped me subdue nations. So faith comes by hearing. So the evidence, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, is it comes by hearing the word of God. Now, Bishop Oyedepo said it very nicely, and I think it's very beautiful. He says that, remember, he said hearing by the word of God, or it means that hearing the word of God, or hearing God speak. Faith does not come by reading. Faith does not come by studying. Faith comes by hearing. So, Pastor, how do I get faith? You don't pray for faith. Some people make an error, they pray for faith. They say, oh, Lord, please give me faith. Give you faith. You don't know his word. That's why you're praying erroneous prayers. You should read the book, 100% Answered Prayer. Yeah, faith. God does not. Hey, otherwise, then all of us will get faith too. No, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Or in other words, faith comes by you hearing God's voice. Because if God says it, then it is so. If you hear God say something, Sister Fanette. If God tells you that APNU is going to win, you know that they are winning. Oh, cry. And if you go somewhere, somebody will say, oh, no, I don't think they will win. You say, bye, you deal upon something else. You answer what's going on. There's something that you have been assured so strongly by God speaking to you. All the verses, Hebrews chapter 11. Give me Hebrews chapter 11 again. Hebrews chapter 11. I hope somebody's learning something. So if you want to gather some strength to be able to go through situations and things, you need to expose yourself to hearing God's word or to hearing from God. Verse 2 says that by it the elders obtain a good report. He says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. It means that if you don't have faith, then it means that you don't God is not alive. God is a liar. Remember, faith is equal to hearing from God. So if you don't have faith, then you're actually saying that God is not real or God is a liar. Do you see the real results of doubt? When you doubt, when you're a Christian, you doubt. You don't have faith. You're actually saying that God does not speak. God is a liar. And God cannot do things. His word is not true. When you have faith, you are actually saying that God is real. You're actually saying that God's word is to be believed more than anything. And that's what makes you even get reward. That's what even makes the thing that you believe, that's what makes it happen. I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to say. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you don't have faith, it means that God does not exist for you. You are an unbeliever. If you don't have faith, then you will not get any rewards. And therefore, you also not diligently seek him. Verse 7, to just emphasize a little bit more on what I've been saying. He said, by faith. We all know the story of Noah. One day he just woke up. He started buying wood, cutting down wood to build an ark. People ask him, Noah, what's happening? He says, the world is going to be destroyed. The sun was shining. People were going on holidays and picnic and all of that. And you saying that the world is going to be destroyed? What makes you say that? Because he heard from God. You have never seen the earth being destroyed. I mean, if you think about it, it is very toyish for rain to destroy. Like this rain that is going. If you say this rain will destroy Guyana, you say, oh, no. Well, flood, yes. But to destroy Guyana, it will take something more. In fact, you say that the politicians rather would destroy Guyana rather than the rain destroying Guyana. Yeah. But Noah was so firm on the rain because God said so. So his faith came by hearing God say something. So when you are sick, princess, when you are sick, you have to find out, has God said anything about my sickness? And when you go into the scriptures, the Bible says that he himself bore our iniquities, isn't it? And he said, by his, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, he said, by his stripes we were healed. And therefore, if you hear that word, you must rise up and say, hey. I say, you must rise up and say, hey. Because the faith is the evidence of things not seen. Your body will still feel weak. Because what you need is not the body. As for your body, he will speak. Sometimes we get confused by that. Look, I can't walk. So the Bible says that. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And then you're so, but I don't see this is finished. You can walk. The Bible says it. Who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, if you hear this, it is supposed to generate faith. If you believe God, that's what the Bible says. If you don't have faith, you it is impossible to please him. He's saying that you are healed. And then you are arguing, you are doubting, you are wondering what it means by when he says you are healed, you are healed. But I feel pain in my body. He says you are healed. When Jesus met the 10 lepers, and they said that you should have mercy on them, you should help them and heal them. Well, do you know what he said? He said, go and show yourself to the priest. Now, under the law of Moses, if you were sick of leprosy, you only go and see the priest when you are healed, so that the priest will check you up, confirm, and then release you back into the congregation. So going to see a priest means that, hey, see, I'm okay. Not going to the priest to say, please, pray for me. No. When you're going to the priest, it means that you are well. The priest has to give you a chit, a voucher that go. I mean confirmed your healing. So when the 10 lepers believed what Jesus said, or when they obeyed what Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest, they acted in faith. And that's why the Bible says, on their way. On their way, Hakima, not when they went to see. They said on their way, they realized that they were healed. And some of them went to see their girlfriends. They said, what? I'm going to Sweetie. I got to go and see Sweetie. Hey, I've not seen Sweetie for 1 year. That's why when that one person went to see Jesus, Jesus said, but there were 10 of you. Where are that and I? Oh, some girl they were chasing, they were going to say, church. He said, you see, what do you think now? I'm okay now. What do you think? They had forgotten about what Jesus did for them. But if you analyze the process, you realize that when Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest, they knew, they understood that what this man is telling me, I believe what the man is saying. I believe in him and I believe in his word. His word is so solid that I can take you to the bank and cash this word. If he says I should go and see the priest, I am going to see the priest. And on their way, that's when they discovered that their faith has made them whole. That's what Jesus told some few people. He said, it's your faith that has made you whole. It's not the power of the pastor, you know. It's not the power of the pastor. It is the faith that you have. It is the faith you receive from the word of God that is being spoken to you. That is what will cause you to rise up. It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Go and show yourself to the priest. Why not? I'm going. Shall we? You should go. They said you should come for an interview. I said you should go. In the name of Jesus, you should go. All you say is that, well, my pastor told me that he feels so strongly I should go. And I believe that God speaks to my pastor. So what my pastor said, I believe it. That God has said it. I'm going. I don't have the things. You see, sometimes when you go for interview or you see vacancies in the newspaper, they say, oh, this, that, a degree in this business management, a 4 years experience, and then computer literacy is a pre. If you have a driver's license, it will help. If you speak another language, they say all those sort of things. But you see, if you hear from God that you should apply. Even though you may not have a 4 years experience, maybe you may not even have the business management degree or anything, you may have another degree. If you hear from God, and that's why you should expose yourself to God's voice, God's word. If you hear from God that you must go. Because the evidence of things not seen is equal to what you don't have, but still going for that which, you see, they are asking for this, you don't have it, but you are going. It means that you believe something else that you don't have, and that is what will make you get what you are going for. Hallelujah. You must have faith. And faith comes from nowhere but by hearing from God. Hearing the word of God. God must say it. If God says it, it is finished. But Mali even believed in that. He said, who Jah bless? No man curse. Even Bob Mali, the weed smoker, Rastafari, he believed that when Jah says something, that's it. And you and I, we don't even smoke weed. So our brains are working properly. You and I, when God says something about you, that I will supply your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you are sitting there, you are wondering how. According to his riches. Not according to the economy of Guyana. His riches. Do you know how rich God is? Do you believe what God is saying? I said, do you believe God can supply all your needs? He says, give and it shall be given back unto you. He said, how? This is my last. He said, anybody who loses will gain. Anybody who gains will lose. And you are losing and you are wondering, am I not in danger as I lose? As I give everything away, as I give my time, let me close with this again. Bishop said in second year in medical school, that's when he really decided to just trust God. He said one second year, he studied wild. You know, he missed some of his spiritual responsibilities and he studied. He said when he went to the exam, he barely passed. From then he realized that, you know what, it's not by might. So he said he would do all the things that he do normally and still study anyway and trust God. I think his third year or so, then he won the best prize. He topped the class and he won the best prize and he was in England. He got a scholarship to go to England. But he said that thing came when he realized, he resolved in his heart that, you know what, this thing here, it's not by hard work. I tell you, without faith. I said, without faith. Jonathan, without faith. Without faith. It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is. And he rewards. He rewards. There's nothing that you and I are doing in the name of God that we will not receive rewards. The result may not be here now. You may not see it now, but it doesn't mean that he's not rewarding you. Or the way you perceive reward may not be the way he perceives reward. Because the Bible says that his ways are not our ways. Neither his thoughts are his thoughts. As far as the heavens are from the earth, so are his ways from our ways. What do you see as a reward? Having money in your pocket? Is that all you see as a reward? What about the protection he gave you last night? Did you know what was happening to you last night? It's a reward. I mean, because we don't have faith, we always want to see rewards very tangibly, materially. But that's not how God works. God works in different ways. I see your faith rising. I say, I can sense your faith rising and bring you the things that you desire. Stand to your feet and put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. I thank you for faith that has even built up right now to confess and to declare your goodness, your kindness, your protection, your security over our lives. Lord, I know from the bottom of my heart that you will not leave us nor forsake us. David said so. He said he was young and he has grown old. He has never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. I declare over these ones that that is the same faith that, Lord, they will apply in their lives. The law of faith will cause them to see the things that are unseen. Thank you for faith. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you that you are going to speak to us again and again and again and again. We're going to live our lives by faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.